This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, my dear friends and folk from all around the world. Welcome back to IRB English Radio and thank you for joining us in a brand new episode of For a Better Life. This is Asma and I am more than happy to be sharing today's words with you. Well, as always, I have to mention this very point that in For a Better Life, we're talking about issues and topics that are related for the betterment of human beings. We tend to talk about issues that might work like a trigger to our thoughts and to our life in a way that it could make us go and know more about those issues and topics. Well, there has been a lot of stories related to the fall of the kings and the fall of characters in stories and in novels. And since I study literature, so unconsciously, I go for examples that come out of books and stories. So there has been a poem that was called Alexander's Feast by John Dryden. And actually, we have it in our Persian heritage as well, as in a literature, in a Persian literature. Also, we have it that there are a lot of kings who come to the point at which they just fall down. And then another king has seized their throne. And what happens in there is that the whole story of the fall of a king is a nice background, is a nice thematic point to think about life and what happens in it. Now, as I mentioned, Alexander's Feast, it's actually about the impact of music on a king who has seized the throne of another king. And then the thing that attracted my attention in that poem was just the fact that as one king is coming to get the throne, another has to fall. In the middle of that poem, we come to one point which is very excruciating and very sensitive. That point has really made me think for one moment that, okay, this is the life of every single one of us. Like, at that point, the one who's telling the poem is reminding that great king who has won the battle that, okay, now we have been having so much of pleasure and happiness and delight over the win, over the victory that we had upon this kingdom. But then remember that as that king has fallen down, one day there might come a day that you yourself, as the king who is now enjoying the victory, might be falling down as well. And that point actually made me think of our life and what happens to us. Like, there are a lot of times in which we try for something as if it's a battle, and then what happens is that we get nothing out of it. Not that we just don't get anything, but also we lose many of the things that we had. Like, we have it in our literature that says that tragical figures have got ups and downs. They go through this development in their life, in their pathway to maturity. But then they have some errors, and those errors are going to lead to their fall. Now, they either learn from those errors and they try to improve themselves, or that would be the tragic end of them. Now, if we apply that into the life, we could get some points in order to have a better life. So we could keep it in here, go for a short break, and then we'll be back to see what's more.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. It's all I need. Your love is all I need. It's all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need.
You need to
Welcome back. Well, this is For a Better Life. We are talking about the fall of humanity, the fall of human beings throughout the journey of their life. Now, I mentioned a story from poetry, which is a common theme in literature, and most of us have seen a lot of these examples in movies, in poetries, in stories, novels, whatever. But then in real life also, we have a lot of examples. There are a lot of people around us who would fall down from the victories, from the honors that they have always had in their lives. And what happens to them as the result of these fall is very sort of noteworthy, because it would teach you a lot of things about how to deal with life. Now, there's one verse from the Holy Book of Quran that is sort of related to what we're talking about. It is not always the victory which counts so much, but sometimes the thing that you consider as your loss is going to be the thing that will lead to your maturity, and that will lead for the betterment of your life, your personality and your character, and everything related to your personal life or even social life, who knows. And that verse is the verse that says, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes you wish for something, you think that would be good for you, but the truth is that it's going to be so bad for you. Like, I see a lot of my friends who wish to get this, who wish to get that, and I myself might have a lot of wishes in my mind for my future, but most of always you don't get what you want exactly as you have dreamt for it. Why? Because life has never been a pinky promise that would tell you that, okay, everything is going to be so obtainable, everything is going to be so easy for you to achieve, everything is going to be so cool, and the result of everything is going to be sweet. No, life has got a lot of ups and downs. Now, it's up to you what you are going to learn from those ups and what you are going to learn from those downs. If there is easiness, it's not going to last forever. Like, we have some Islamic narrations that tell us that all the blessings and all the benedictions that you have in your life are not going to last forever. The actual purpose of that fall is for you to grow and to get through the journey of betterment. Without knowing those exact goals and purposes of your life, you are not going to get to that point of maturity. And it's the best time for us to go for a short break, and then we'd be back. Yeah, you're listening to For a Better Life, and we're talking about the things that might happen to us, and eventually they're going to lead to our maturity. So I told you the story of the fall of the kings and how it might relate to our own life, and I'm sure that just as I'm telling you these things, there are a lot of examples that might pop out into your mind. Experience would make you turn into this very improved, mature person, even at a very young age. So it's not bad sometimes to go through that bitterness of life and experience it just to have a moment that would help us think outside the box. Well, this is a very important point and factor about humanity. I suppose the entire goal and meaning of life is to go through too much and eventually see what have you created out of yourself. Like, you are the sculptress and you're going to create a statue out of yourself, and that statue must be praiseworthy at the end of the journey. And yeah, this was all. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eye.
I share